I feel like it's Ash Wednesday today, all of a sudden. If you know, this gospel reading is always the one that we read on Ash Wednesday, at the beginning of Lent, to remind us of the importance of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And it's something that we need to have with us all year long, not just during Lent. And perhaps today we can remember what we did give up for Lent. Perhaps we can remember some of those spiritual practices that were fruitful for us during Lent and continue those today. Continue to draw close to Jesus. Today we celebrate one of the saints in the church who lived Lent year-round. His name is St. Romuald. Any devotees of St. Romuald out there? Any hermits out here today? Any aspiring hermits? This is your saint. St. Romuald, he would set up a monastery. He would let other monks come, but he would have a room alone, and he would literally do what Jesus said today in the gospel. When he would go to pray, he would go to his room, he would close his door, and he would pray to Father in secret. And I want you to know that when he did that, he didn't do it bitterly. You know, St. Paul says God loves a cheerful giver. When he would go to pray in silence, he didn't want to be seen because he didn't want the rewards that come from this life by other people saying, oh, look, he's praying. Oh, look, he's giving alms. Oh, look, he's fasting. He knew that in silence and in hiddenness, God was very close to him. And that came through his profound faith and his willingness to cheerfully give to God everything. My brothers and sisters, as we take these words from Jesus to heart, let's be willing to give him everything, who in the silence of our hearts in a moment will come to give us absolutely everything that we ever needed in this Holy Eucharist. St. Romuald, pray for us.